Meet Richard Akinyemi, also known as the Visceral Connections Coach. Richard's journey of self-discovery and cultural reconnection has been nothing short of remarkable. His compelling and inspirational book, Found My People, has already earned the coveted status of number one on Amazon's best new releases, resonating with readers worldwide. Next, here on the All Things Black Podcast. Welcome to the All Things Black Podcast. I'm your host, Daryl Barnes, and today we have a remarkable guest with us, Richard Akinyemi. Hopefully I said that right. The Visceral Connections Coach, who's on a mission to reconnect African descendants with their rich heritage. Richard, it's a pleasure to meet you and have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to have this conversation with you today.
Yes, sir. And before we get started, let me just say to the listening audience that I really appreciate you and thank you for listening to my previous episodes. And to make sure that you subscribe to the show, if you are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. It's very important to me and to the other listeners as well. And also share those episodes. And with that, we're going to get right into it. Again, Richard, thank you so much for showing up on this show. I want to hear about your incredible journey and, of course, your book. So right out the gate, Richard, your book is called again, Found My People. Can you tell us more about your book, its release, and really what inspired you to write that book?
Oh, okay, I will definitely do that. But I want to just share one thing to add on to what you just said. When people go on to your podcast and to just tell them to leave a review, when they find your podcast on whatever, they have to scroll all the way down to the bottom. You know, on Apple Podcasts anyway, you scroll all the way down to the bottom and then it says leave a review. And I was trying to leave a review for some podcasts I listened. Nobody told me that. So I think they may find that helpful. Just scroll all the way to the bottom and then it'll be a place right there. You'll see leave a review. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Found My People is a book that is the foundation of the book can be summed up in two sentences. And it's for melanated Americans, the descendants of the former enslaved. Okay. Those of us that know we have a wonderful African American culture, but we don't know what the other thing is. Like when I went to Nigeria, they said, well, what tribe are you? I said, well, I don't know. You know, I'm African American. Slavery thing happened. Got to do some DNA. I'm not sure. And then they actually told me. So Found My People is actually talking about how I discovered what the other side of my was the hidden part of my DNA. I like to make the analogy of the full moon. We all know how beautiful a full moon is. But yet, one thing we usually don't think about is on the other side of that full moon, the side that we don't see is the dark side. It's the side that's unseen and unknown by the people that are looking at the beautiful full moon. Well, like that, African Americans, we have a beautiful African American culture, just like the full moon. But we all also have another side, well, most of us anyway, have another side that's like the full moon, unseen and unknown. And so Found My People is all about helping us to illuminate that other side so that instead of having to call ourselves by a continent, because African Americans are the only people, we've had so many different names. You know, it's been colored, it's been black, it's been Negro, it's been African American, and now some may already know it's BIPOC. They're calling us, they want us to sit in that seat. BIPOC, which means Black Indigenous People of Color. And the reason why we keep having all these different names is because, as Marcus Garvey said, a people that are not connected to their past, their culture, and their heritage are like a tree without roots. I'm paraphrasing, you know, for those Marcus Garvey fans, I'm paraphrasing that. Don't come for me. But he said, it's so important that it's like a tree. He compared it to being a tree without roots. And through no fault of our own, we know that's the situation. But by the grace of God, now we have a chance to be able to make the connections. And when I went to Nigeria in 2013, the Nigerians actually told me, "You are an Igbo man. I tell you, you're an Igbo." And the Yoruba said, "No, you have Yoruba features. I believe you are Yoruba." And so when I did my DNA, the kind that tells you the tribe, I found out that on my father's side, they were correct. I am Igbo and Yoruba. And on my mother's side, I'm of the Fanti people of Ghana. So now I can tell people that I am an American, Ghanaian, Nigerian, just like other countries. So foundmypeople.com is the website, and the book is simply called Found My People. And the two sentences that are the foundation of this book are: reject the lies of yesterday, embrace the greatness in your DNA.
That's very powerful. That's very powerful. And it's a very interesting and inspiring story. Out of that, I do have a couple of questions. When you went, when you went and they began to ask you what tribe and you couldn't identify that very specific tribe, how did that make you feel in that moment?
Well, because I was used to it, it really didn't make me feel bad. You know, I appreciated them asking, but you know, as African Americans, we're kind of used to that. You know, we know we don't know. And then we don't really usually get that question in America. But when you go to other places where, you know, there are people of African descent, that, you know, they ask you what tribe you're from. You know, you come to Africa, they're going to ask you what tribe, or they'll tell you what you look like. And so that was my first experience. So I just simply told them, I don't know. You know, I said, you know, slavery thing happened. Got to do some DNA testing. I really don't know. But then they just didn't let it go. You are an Igbo man. I tell you, you are an Igbo. And then the Yorubas, as I said, no, no, you have Yoruba features. I said, well, this another gentleman told me I was Igbo. No, 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 no. And the interesting thing was the Igbos couldn't see the Yoruba side of me, and the Yorubas couldn't see the Igbo side of me. Now, I find that very interesting to
this
day.
Yes, I agree. I was going to mention that as well, bringing that up. And thank you for clarifying the correct pronunciation of the word Igbo. Because I've heard a lot of people say Igbo instead of saying Igbo.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's correct.
Yep. Yep. So I'm glad you actually clarified that and gave us the right pronunciation of it. So you went back and forth and you had, you know, some of the different tribes trying to identify you. And is that what made you go and do the DNA test? And which DNA test is it that you had performed on you that gave you the correct, how would you say it, identified that specific
tribe? It gives you the correct tribe or people group.
Yes,
some people,
yes.
People group, the people group that you're from. You know, I recommend people go to African ancestry, people that are of African ancestry, of African descent. Go to African ancestry for a couple of reasons. They actually, and I'm, they don't, you know, I've contacted them, but of course they have not really contacted me. They, you know, maybe I'm not big enough for them to talk to yet. But I still recommend, if I'm going to tell people, I'm going to give you the best advice I can. It's not about whether I'm getting endorsed from them or not. But the bottom line is they destroy your DNA. They tell you what tribe, because some of those tests, like you get a 99 test from another company, we're gonna not gonna name them, but you know, a lot of people that do a lot of advertising, and it's like $99. And I even did a YouTube video on our DNA test accurate at the Embrace Your DNA Greatness channel. Embrace Your DNA Greatness channel. There's a video that says our DNA test accurate. And the reason I knew my test was accurate is because the Nigerian people told me what I was, and the test confirmed what they said. Because I hear a lot of people say, well, those tests aren't accurate. This, that, and the other. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that. And so that I put that video out to just kind of answer that question. Are DNA tests accurate? And yes, you can get accurate DNA tests. And I recommend you go to African Ancestry if you have African descent, because they actually destroy your sample. They don't allow, just like the one that I used before I knew about African ancestry, they actually don't destroy your sample, and then they allow government agencies to scrub it to see if the criminals are in that group. And without your permission, they don't pay you for this. And so I really think it's a violation of privacy. So that's why I recommend people to go to African Ancestry to get it done. And the good news is, if you have a brother and sister, like you have siblings, you can split the cost as long as you have a brother, because a brother of the same father and mother has both the mother's side and the father's side. So, for example, there are four children in my family. There were four children. So when I did mine, because we're all from the same mother and father, none of them had to do it. Now, wouldn't you know, none of them have actually said, hey, let's give you some of that you paid. None of them have said that. But at any rate, so I've let them freely know. I paid for it, but I let them freely know exactly what they are. And now my sister's even getting a little excited about it. First, she didn't want to really have much to do with it, but then I brought home some egusi soup, which is a very popular Nigerian food with pounded yam, which is kind of like thick mashed potatoes, but it has a different kind of consistency. And then you kind of dip it in the egusi soup and you eat it that way with your hands. And my first, my sister didn't want to try it. But then when my mother tried it and said, oh, this is good. And then her daughter, my niece, tried it. She said, oh, that is good. And then she said, okay, I'm going to try something. Now she's found out that one of the my friends that is in the Nigerian Association back home, she found out that she knew me. And so now she asked her, she said, the next time you make some egusi soup, please bring me some. You see? I said, so I'm helping her to connect. It just does my heart wonders to know that my sister, who was so staunch about, no, I don't want that. Now she's happy to connect. She's happy that she knows that she's Ghanaian Fanti, Nigerian Igbo, and Yoruba.
That's interesting. The connection is the food. the food is a big part
of the culture.
That's another thing.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we call ourselves African Americans, but the average African American has never tasted African food.
That's true.
Now, if they live in the big cities, we can, like Ethiopian, you know, like I know I visit Atlanta sometimes. There's a great Ethiopian restaurant there called Desta Ethiopian. And there's other, you know, and I've eaten Nigerian food there. There's like a Buka restaurant in Nigeria and in Atlanta with Nigerian food. And so, and of course, Caribbean food. But the average African American has never eaten African food. And one of the things I talk about in the book is when I was in the seventh grade and we had to do a cultural meal, and I bought tacos because, you know, I didn't know what Africans bring to, you know, what they eat. So, it wasn't good tacos either. I talk about that in the book. It was really a little embarrassing, but I got over it.
Totally. So at the point of learning that you were from these three tribes, with that revelation, how did that experience make you feel in that moment, learning of that connection between, you know, here, you know, you are in the States, and then all of a sudden you found your people in Africa?
Yes.
How did that make you feel in that moment?
That's a great question. I can tell you that to me, it's life changing. It's transformational. And the reason I say that is because my doctor is Nigerian. He'd been my doctor and he used to tell me about Nigeria when he would come back. And I said, wow, you know, and when he saw me interested, he would start inviting me to the Independence Day celebration. Nigeria's Independence Day is October 1st. And usually, if you're in America anywhere, start listening and looking. But usually on the weekends, some Saturday in October, usually the Nigerians in your community will be celebrating the Independence Day celebration. So for all the listeners who know anybody in Nigeria, just ask them about the Independence Day celebration and if they would invite you to the next one that they have, or, you know, that they know about. And they will probably be glad that you're interested, and they'll invite you. Then you'll get exposed to the delicious West African food. And then you'll see fashion second to none. The African women have fashion that's second to none. All of these so-called fashion capitals of the world, most of them probably borrowed a lot of, or stole a lot of what they're doing from African fashion, because mm-hmm. I can tell you, if you have not seen